thought I couldn't face the day without a cup of coffee until I discovered chai.
Knock, knock, Lena.
Morning, Marco. I'm just enjoying some chai.
What?
Chai.
I heard you.
It's kind of a milky tea drink.
Oh, thank God.
You didn't think I meant the elephant, did you?
Hey, where's your cuz?
You mean where's...
Yeah.
Brushing her teeth.
Did you hear there's talk of public funding for a lacrosse stadium?
No, but I heard Seattle may have a new professional croquet team, if we can steal it from Cedar Rapids.
Lena, Marco...
Katie!
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Why does Seattle do nothing but talk about sports? You two athletic supporters can just shut your pie holes. Or cake holes if you like that more. Although, Lena, I know you like Costco cream puffs. And Marco, you like jalapeno poppers. So shut your puff and popper holes.
Katie?
It's not actually jalapeno poppers that I like.
Oh. Lena, Marco, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to take it out on you.
Well, why don't you tell us about it?
Yesterday, I got to my temp job, which, by the way, is a consulting firm for consultants. Anyway, I get there, and I think everyone is going to be talking about how on Monday, for the Tina's Going Away Party potluck, three people brought pasta salads, and nobody brought dessert or forks. Nobody organized it, and it showed. In Ketchikan, we always use sign-up sheets. But they weren't talking about the potluck.
Hey, did you hear the storm is getting a Ukrainian player? Olza Vinka. She's 7 feet tall.
I heard there's still hope of getting the Sonics back. All we have to do is raise $2 billion and then kidnap the mayor of Sacramento.
The Mariners are getting a new mascot, a muskrat.
Anyone else going to the fraternity Snoqualmie Bear Buns fun run?
The Seahawks are shaking up their lineup.
Three words, pro volley ball.
One of the Sounders is running for city council.
I heard Ichiro cries every night because he misses Seattle.
We're going to get the Olympics in 2024.
The Rat City Roller Girls are suing KEXP.
The owner of the Aqua Sox is buying the Stranger!
Ah!
Katie?
Is it okay if I go early?
Katie, it's only 9:30.
Oh.
Is it a migraine?
Yeah.
Katie, you lied?
In Ketchikan, you learn early how to get out of some pretty awkward situations. There's a saying, better to stretch the truth than to... Well, that's not important. I left the office, but everywhere I went...
You heard me. Boston Terriers playing hockey.
Lawn bowling is gonna put Seattle on the map. Mark my words.
The next mayor's gonna be Sue Bird.
Track and field. Yup, you heard me. The track and... the field.
Dressage! Dressage!
Bear Buns Fun Run! It's a race, but you're naked!
Katie, I didn't realize you hated sports that much.
Oh, Lena, that's just it. I don't hate sports. I love them. But I know what's coming.
That sounds ominous.
I left the office... I go to the Arboretum to get away from Seattle people. And what do I hear? What? That's impossible. It can't be. Oh! Hey, you up in that tree?
It's okay. I'm a bird watcher.
Yeah, the binoculars were a tip-off. But that bird call, that was Spangler-spotted snow swan, right?
Correctamundo.
There hasn't been a Spangler-spotted snow swan sighted in the Seattle vicinity since 66.
A man can dream big, can't he?
There's a fine line between dreaming big and setting yourself up for failure.
You know, you're right. You're Katie, aren't you?
I'm Katie from Michigan.
Yeah. Mariners announcing guy, baseball's number one expert in town.
Wrong-o, Katie Lou. I know absolutely zero about baseball.
What?
They just hand me 3x5 cards to read. Here, listen to me without any help. Hot wiggity dig dog, that ball is a $1 million registered weapon out of this world. Alert the outfield linebackers to expect trouble and a bit of rain. Grandma, keep your skirt down, because that pitch is coming home in time for biscuits and gravy. That pitch is a heck of a doubleheader over the shoulder boulder holder. Baby Ruth is rolling over in her grave, and little pitchers have great big ears. He is batting 1,001 today, and it's not even 5 o'clock somewhere. Baseball fans, you can die happy today, because we have seen it all, and the fat lady is singing her heart out.
Wow! You really don't know anything about baseball.
Never have, never will. I'd rather watch a three-toed sloth knit a Christmas afghan for a blind girl than watch 8 innings.
Nine.
Oh, may we? But, Katie, why the vehemence?
Well, it's because the marijuana is now legal. I'm from Alaska, where it was decriminalized in the 70s, and we learned the bitter truth that the dope and the sports don't mix. That's why there are no big-name teams from Alaska.
People don't play good ball when they're high?
No, Riz Rollins.
Rick Riz.
They play too well when they're stoned. They play freakishly well, and people get hurt.
Oh, look, Anchorage. Shot putter Spencer Martinez is taking his final hit of Mary Jane before stepping up to the line. And the wind-up, and... Whoa! Look at it go! 10 meters, 20 meters, 30 meters! Ladies and gentlemen, Martinez has shattered the world record! Oh, it looks as though Martinez forgot to let go of the shot put, and his severed hand is still gripping weight! A career high and a career ender!
And then there was a time when Alaska's pro football team, the Ptarmigans, took on the Cedar Rapids Stingrays.
Oh, my God! The carnage! The bloodshed! The Stingrays are lying in pieces on the field! Why, God, why?
It was pretty awful, and it just went on and on. There was Nadine Fencewiggler, the gymnast who went way up in the air on a very dramatic dismount and just never came down. There was a ping pong tournament in which like 30 eyes were put out, and a badminton match that spilled into the stands, killing dozens of spectators. Alaska has been banned from the world of sports, all because of marijuana.
You must have been traumatized.
It left a mark.
Well, I gotta be back at the Kingdome before tip-off.
Sure thing. Psst! Oh, cheese-filled crackers.
I didn't mean to startle you.
Well, you did.
I'm Willie Weir. I ride my bike and tell stories.
If my grandma Shirley were here, she'd say, "Is that any kind of job for a grown man?"
I couldn't help but overhear you talking to Rick Riz.
Yeah, you couldn't help it because you were hiding in the bushes listening.
Sorry about that.
Look, Billy.
Willie.
I'm not.
Katie, I have to tell you about the time I was battered by bats in Borneo.
Not the time you were waylaid by weasels in Winnipeg?
Katie.
I'm sorry, I'm not usually sarcastic. I'm just having a bad day. Back to you and the bats in Bora Bora?
Borneo. So I'm battling big brown bats in Borneo. They're all over me. And the point is, I could have just given up, laid back, and let the bats bite me. But I fought back with what little I had, which was a hand pump, a Swiss Army knife, and a half pound of paprika I'd bought for $2 in Marrakesh.
So, you're saying if I believe strongly in something, I should fight for it, not just roll over and let the bats win.
Exactly. You've got to save sports in Seattle.
But you're not a sports guy. You're a bike guy.
Cycling is a sport.
Well, kind of.
Oh, Ever heard of the Tour de France, Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, look how that turned out.
Katie, you have got to infiltrate the citadel of the evil mastermind, the man who single-handedly brought this marijuana madness to the Evergreen State.
Why don't you do it, Mr. Wonka?
Because on a rainy Wednesday afternoon in Prague, I was drinking Prosecco. Somebody slipped me a Mickey, and I woke up with a microchip. They're alerted if I get anywhere near the...
The Citadel?
Yeah. I can't even get in through the back door.
You know, I'm from Alaska. We're very straightforward. I don't think I'm cut out for espionage.
Katie, let me tell you a story.
I'm all ears, Willie.
Years ago, I was riding through Kissimmee, Florida on a vintage Schwinn when I was robbed blind by a blind man. I was left with nothing. So that I wouldn't starve, I had to earn money as a stripper.
And your point?
I did not see myself as a stripper. No, I was a biker who stripped.
What?
Think of yourself not as a spy, but as someone who just happens to be doing some spying.
Oh, a noun-verb shift.
You'll do it? Please say yes. I'm already late for the Bear Buns fun run.
Oh, my God. Katie, that's... I don't know what to say.
Was he wearing those bike shorts, you know, with the... What do you call it in that area?
I would love to talk more, but I gotta get to Edmunds.
Edmunds?
This is it! Hello?
Hello. Are you looking for something to do on a rainy Wednesday afternoon in Prague?
No.
Do you want to know the secrets of Amsterdam's Museum van de Papendoorzitter? Best strudel in Strasbourg?
That isn't why I'm here.
Then why are you here?
Katie?
Mr. Steves, why did you do it?
Do what?
You know, the marijuana thing.
I merely wanted to make Seattle a more sophisticated European city.
Mr. Steves, you're a man of the world. You aren't dumb. You know darn well what happens when you mix a sports-loving town with unfettered access to weed.
I suppose I do.
But you crush Seattle's spirit.
Which will make it all the easier to conquer.
You might think I'm just a girl from Ketchikan.
Oh, no, Katie. I don't think you're just anything. I didn't get this far by underestimating my opponents.
This isn't over.
Like they say in France, au revoir, Katie.
Like they say in Alaska, watch your back, Rick.
You said that to Rick Steves?
Rick Mother Trucking Steves?
Uh-huh. This chai is delicious.
Do you think that was a smart thing to do? He's a powerful man.
I got a trick or two up my sleeve.
Katie, still.
Oh, relax. I was 4-H. When I get through with him, he'll be reviewing I-5 rest stops.
Katie?
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Next time on Cousin Katie.
Nice day for a drive.
Where are we going again?
We're going to Snoqualmie.
They've got those beautiful falls.
And a glitzy casino.
We're going to Snoqualmie because I have had a very bad time when it comes to cities with a letter Q in them. Quebec, Albuquerque, especially Albuquerque because there are two Qs.
Then why go to Snoqualmie?
Well, it's time I faced my fear and maybe get a pastry.
A pastry?
Here we are.
Runners to the starting line.
Oh, Lordy. They are naked.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2013 Fraternity Snoqualmie Bear Buns Fun Run.
That kind of buns.
On your mark.
Katie, what are you doing?
I did a lot of track and field in high school.
Get set.
Lena, she's...
We have a saying in Alaska. When in Nome.
Katie!
Go!
Watch my clothes! See you,
Sandbox Radio, The Naked Truth, was written by Scott Augustin, Vincent Delaney, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Make Our Garden Grow from Leonard Bernstein's Candide featured soloists Heather Curtis Mullen and Aaron Shanks and was conducted by Bruce Monroe. Learn more about Willie Weir and his adventures in cycling 60,000 miles around the world at willieweir.com. Charles Leggett's poem, Invitation, appears in the journal Words and Images, University of Southern Maine in Portland, 2012. The Naked Truth was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound assistant was Jake Transu, and our stage manager was Teresa Micheletti. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of audience members like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.